Week 5, Day 3. Exodus 21, verse 16. He who steals or kidnaps a man and sells him, if he be found in his hand, dying he shall die. Arcana Celestia, 8905. Thou shalt not steal signifies that no one's spiritual goods must be taken away from him, and that those things which belong to the Lord are not to be attributed to self. Arcana Celestia, 8906. That this is signified by stealing is because riches and wealth in the spiritual sense are the knowledges of good and truth, in general, all those things which are of faith and charity, that is, which are of the spiritual life in man. Therefore, to take these things away from anyone is to steal in the spiritual sense. And because all spiritual goods, that is, all things of faith and charity, are from the Lord alone, and absolutely nothing from man, therefore, by stealing is also signified to attribute to oneself what belongs to the Lord. Those who do this are also called thieves and robbers in John 10, verses 1, 2, 9, and 10. To enter by the door into the sheepfold is to enter by the Lord, for the Lord is the door, as he himself says. The sheep are those who are in charity and thence in faith. These enter by the Lord when they acknowledge that everything of faith and of charity is from him. For then charity and faith flow in from him. But to attribute them to others, especially to themselves, is to take them away and thus to kill and to destroy. Those who attribute to themselves what is the Lord's also place merit in works and make themselves righteous. In Hosea and Joel, the last state of the church is called a thief who will climb up into houses and enter in through the windows. That is, falsity. Will then take possession of the whole man, both of his will and his understanding, and thus will take away all truth and good. Something similar is meant by a thief in Obadiah and Matthew. If a man be found who has stolen a soul of his brothers of the sons of Israel, and has made gain on him while he sold him, that thief shall be killed, that thou mayest put away the evil from the midst of thee. Deuteronomy 24, verse 7. In the internal sense, the men of the sons of Israel mean those who are in the truths and goods of faith. Thus, in the abstract sense, they mean the truths and goods of faith. And therefore, to steal a man of the sons of Israel is to take these true and good things away, and to sell him is to cast them off, and also to make them serve. For the truths and goods of faith, being from the Lord, are in a free state, and serve the Lord alone. But when they are cast off, they then come into a servile state, and they serve any evil of the love of self or of the love of world, thus any bodily lust. Hence comes the derivation and correspondence of the above law. And as then, from being free, the truth and good of the church becomes servile. Thus, from being alive, they become dead. Therefore, the penalty, which is the outcome, is death. Arcana Celestia, 1798. Take only the precepts of the Decalogue. The first of these is to worship the Lord God. He who has the life of love or of charity worships the Lord God, because this is his life. Another precept is to keep the Sabbath. He who is in the life of love or in charity keeps the Sabbath holy, for nothing is sweeter to him than to worship the Lord and to glorify him every day. The precept, "Thou shalt not murder," is altogether of charity. He who loves his neighbor as himself shudders at doing anything that injures him, still more at killing him. So too the precept, "Thou shalt not steal," for he who has the life of charity would rather give of his own to his neighbor than take anything away from him. And so with the precept, "Thou shalt not commit adultery," he who is in the life of charity rather guards his neighbor's wife, lest anyone should offer her such injury, and regards adultery as a crime against conscience, and such as destroys conjugal love and its duties. To covet the things that are the neighbor's is also contrary to those who is in the life of charity. For it is of charity to desire good to others from oneself and one's own. Such, therefore, by no means covet the things which are another's. Questions and thoughts for reflection. 1. Arcana Celestia 8906 says, "Riches and wealth in the spiritual sense are knowledges of good and truth. In general, all those things which are of faith and charity, that is, which are of the spiritual life in man." Do you feel rich or blessed in having knowledge of the Word and of spiritual life? How might someone steal this knowledge away from you? How can you protect yourself against such spiritual identity theft? 2. Perhaps we see spiritual theft or robbery going on in the selling of the common falsities that the natural world is all there is, that cohabitation is just as good as marriage, or an important test before you get married, that happiness comes from material things and status in society, and so forth. What other examples come to mind? 3. Arcana Celestia 8906, subsection 4. What might be an example of a truth or of a good, something good the church stands for, being kidnapped and made to serve some selfish purpose? Once someone accused Swedenborg of making up the whole concept of conjugal love and its blessings to lure people into the new church. If that kind of accusation were true, that would be an example of spiritual kidnapping. What are some other examples?